This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are excited that you decided to tune in to the Radio Realtors today, and we hope that you and your family are doing well, even though we're in the middle of this COVID-19 thing. And even though we are having to conduct real estate a little bit differently than we normally do, we are still working for our clients and our listeners every single day. And we want to remind you that Robert and Frank here at the Radio Realtors, we're not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate. We are very active real estate agents.
That's right. And as Rob said, we are doing things just a little differently. And right now, that can include opening doors with Clorox wipes, wearing gloves and masks to get things done in this environment.
Yeah, and as always, when you call us on our hotline number, and that number is 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337, we are not going to pass you on to somebody else. Frank and I will work with you personally.
And now, more than ever, the Radio Realtors is the number one place for you to be if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get your best deal on a home with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
And we'll talk about that Certified Home Buyer Program a little bit later in the show, but we still have mortgage lenders even now that can close your mortgage loan in as little as 10 to 21 days. You heard that right. And the interest rates right now are the lowest we've seen in a long, long time. We're hearing 50 years, and we still have access to down payment assistance programs that require little to zero money out of your pocket.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors that can help you get top dollar for your home safely and effectively.
That's right. And we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy highlights your home on this radio show. It includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour. And that's at no extra cost.
That's right. Even when it's not business as usual in many ways, the Radio Realtors are keeping the real in real estate. And we've got a great show for you today, huh, Rob?
Yes, we do. And I think we just found our new slogan, Frank, keeping the real in real estate. But we're going to cover some really important topics for you today, including spring is usually prime home selling season, but this spring is a bit of a different ballgame. Number two is, can you buy a house during the COVID-19 situation? And we're also going to share a few great listings that you may want to see this weekend or this coming week. So if you'd like to connect with us, you can do so anytime on the Radio Realtors hotline and text line number. That number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Yeah, spring is usually prime home selling season, but this spring is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it's safe to say that the coronavirus has upended our lives in more ways than one. And with some businesses having to pause their day-to-day activities and people asked to stay at home, it certainly has changed the real estate industry and the business of selling homes. And you'll notice that we said changed, not stopped.
Right. In social distancing measures put in place and shelter-in-place orders created in many areas, many of our listeners and potential clients have been asking, can we still sell my home during the COVID-19 crisis?
That's right, Frank. And in short, the answer is yes. However, this situation is really unique, and it requires new resources, a lot more patience, and greater ingenuity to pull it off. And some homeowners have been texting and calling us with a lot of questions.
And an excellent example of this is a text we just got from Dan and Kayla in Sacramento.
So what is Dan and Kayla's question there, Frank?
So we've been planning on selling our home this spring, but should we sell our home now during the coronavirus pandemic, or should we wait?
Well, it was Dan and Kayla, right? So, you know, there's no doubt that this spring's home selling season will be anything but normal. But so far, the latest National Association of Realtors Economic Pulse Flash Recovery, I know that's a big, long name for this report, but they reported that 48% of realtors have seen a dip in buyer activity compared with this time last year.
Yeah, the coronavirus is definitely leading to fewer home buyers searching for homes in the marketplace right now, as well as some listings being delayed.
Yeah, but in our opinion at the Radio Realtors, this news shouldn't necessarily stop you from a successful home sale. We are still showing homes, listing homes, and definitely selling homes.
And in many cases, we're still getting, you ready for this? Multiple offers, even now in the middle of COVID-19.
So our response to you, Dan and Kayla, and anyone else out there listening or wondering if selling a home right now is a good idea, is let us give you a free virtual home seller consultation.
Yes, give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Yeah, and even though it's going to depend on your area and your personal circumstances, we're going to help you figure out where you stand, address any concerns that you might have, and then we're going to offer ideas on how to sell your home safely with the right precautions in place.
So once again, give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, one more time, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. You can call us or text us on that number or go to the website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So the second question from the Radio Realtors hotline and text line is from Tim, and he's in Rockland, and he's asking, I'm getting ready to move out of state for work. And I guess my main question is it really safe to sell my home amid the COVID-19 outbreak?
Well, for starters, Tim, if you need to sell your home for personal reasons because you're relocating for your job like you are, or maybe you're in need of more or less space, or you're facing new financial circumstances due to COVID-19, that require a move, you shouldn't let the coronavirus stop you from doing that.
And it is certainly not stopping us here at the Radio Realtors, right, Rob?
Right, Frank. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency under the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has declared residential real estate sales an essential service. So even with the coronavirus, we are allowed to continue.
And even though we are doing many initial showings virtually for some listings, in-person home showings, believe it or not, are still happening.
Yeah, and although how these showings are held and how many people are allowed to go into the home, that has changed a bit.
Some sellers are choosing to show their homes as long as their potential buyers have, of course, masks, gloves, and wear booties over their shoes.
Yeah, and I think that what we're hearing a lot now is that sellers are incorrectly assuming that they will have no showings due to the coronavirus. But so far, the Radio Realtors, we just haven't experienced a significant reduction in showings.
This is mainly true for certain types of properties, vacant and staged homes, for example.
Yeah, right. So if you've already moved out and your home is vacant and staged, we're having very little problems enticing buyers to tour your home in person.
Yeah, let's face it. A vacant home seems far safer to visit than one where people still live in it.
That's right. And a staged home, even with the coronavirus, shows way better than just a vacant home online or in person. So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Nice in North Natomas, and I'm going to give you the price right at the beginning. It's $369,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home. It's nearly 1,700 square feet. It was built in 2008, and it is in the desirable North Natomas neighborhood of Natomas Village. And this is a beautifully maintained and spacious two-story house. The kitchen has granite countertops, a gas stove, a nice new dishwasher, new built-in microwave, and a pantry cabinet. It has newer laminate flooring. It's move-in ready. It has a living dining room combo, a spacious backyard. It is a very convenient location, close to family parks, dog parks, and a walking biking trail just about a block away that is just literally walking distance. You're also very close to shopping and schools and restaurants, and the freeways are not too far away, and the Sacramento International Airport. And due to COVID-19, we can't show it to you in person right now, but you can see it on the virtual tour. If you'd like to see NICE in North Natomas, text the word NICE to 916-269-3337. That is the word NICE to 916-269-3337. That is the word NICE to 916-269-3337. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are excited that you tuned in to the Radio Realtors today. We have a great show for you. We've been covering some awesome things, but we're just hoping that you're doing well amid this COVID-19 situation. Right, Frank?
You bet, Rob. I hope everybody is just staying safe, and believe it or not, Rob and I are still working with listings, and we're helping buyers, and we're giving keys away, and we're still making it happen.
That's right. You know, and we're talking about spring usually being the prime home selling season, but this spring is a little bit different of a ball game, and we've been getting some texted questions to the Radio Realtors text line and hotline. That number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. We had a text from Dan and Kayla in Sacramento, and they say, we have been planning on selling our home this spring, but should we sell our home now during the coronavirus pandemic, or wait. And so what we basically said is that, you know, we don't feel like you should wait if you need to sell, but we're still seeing multiple offer situations and homes that are in good shape, they are selling quickly and for top dollar. So Dan and Kayla, I think it's kind of up to your situation. We'd love to maybe have a conversation with you and go over things, but I still think that you can get top dollar for your home, especially with us, the Radio Realtors. The second question came from Tim in Rockland, and he said this: I'm getting ready to move out of state for work. And I guess my main question is it really safe to sell my home amid the coronavirus outbreak? And so we basically just told Tim was, if you need to sell your home for personal reasons because you're relocating for a job, or maybe you need more or less space, or you're under some financial circumstances that require you to move, well, you shouldn't let the coronavirus stop you. And that leads us to the third question. And what is that question?
Yeah, Rob, the next question is from Richard in Granite Bay, and he is asking the Radio Realtors, what do you do to make your listings available to most buyers virtually?
Well, that's a great question, Richard. And with the coronavirus, your home's listing online, it matters more now than ever before. And you will be happy to know that all of the Radio Realtors listings, regardless of whether or not you want in-person showings or not, we do a Matterport 3D virtual tour and professional HD photos.
Yeah, the Radio Realtors will also do a virtual open house featured on the Radio Realtors Facebook page and on other social media platforms.
And your home will be featured as one of the Radio Realtors audio open houses on this radio show. And while virtual tours and showings are a great way to keep home sellers and buyers safe, this new reality has also raised the bar on how homes should be presented and marketed online.
In other words, a few nice photos of your home will not cut it during this period, huh, Rob?
Right. And you only get one chance at a first impression. It's just like dating, right? So when the Radio Realtors list your home, you need to know that we are well-versed in digital technologies to show off your home in its best light.
Okay, so our fourth question just came in from Teresa, who's over in North Natomas, and she is asking, what is COVID-19 impact on the home inventory? Great question.
That is. We're getting a lot of these great questions to our text line, 916-269-3337. And so, Teresa, your local real estate market could possibly dictate whether this spring is a good time to list your home. But we're seeing that in many areas of California that we are still getting multiple offers with the right marketing and staging of your home. However, housing inventory is still low in Northern California, just like it is all across the United States.
And Rob, check this out. According to new housing trend reports, there's almost 16% fewer homes for sale at this time compared with a year ago.
Yeah, and Frank, low inventory spells good news for sellers since there are fewer homes for buyers to choose from.
Plus, prices are up as well, with the national average listing prices at 3.8% higher than a year earlier at $320,000.
So while home prices remain fairly steady right now, if your home is ready to list right now, you might want to strike while the iron is still somewhat hot.
Okay. Hey, we got another one that just came in from Wayne, and Wayne's over in El Dorado Hills, and he says, I hear you guys talk about closing in 2 to 3 weeks. Is that still possible with the COVID-19?
Well, that's a fair question, Wayne, because if you believe what you see in the news, on the average, it's taking 50 days to close on a house, and apparently that is the nationwide average.
So what's the holdup for the nationwide average?
Well, it's probably because buyers are asking for more contingencies on their offers in light of COVID-19, such as longer home inspection windows and extended closing times.
Okay. Also, along with closing potentially taking longer in other parts of the country, some buyers may face delays in mortgage pre-approvals because of changing financial circumstances.
Yeah. In addition, home inspections may be delayed in other areas, and it could take longer to get repairs made.
And in some cases, we've heard about the appraisals taking longer in other parts of the country.
However, having said all that, Robert and Frank here, us at the Radio Realtors, we are still closing transactions in 14 to 21 days, Wayne. And although the national average may be 50 days, when you're dealing with the Radio Realtors, we are not average.
No, we're not. So if you want way above average results Why not give us a call right now, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, once again, we'll give you the number. It's 916-269-3337. You can call us or text us on that number, 916-269-3337, or go online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Okay, Rob, so the last question is from a gentleman named Marvin in Citrus Heights, and he is asking, what are my options if I'm not sure I'm ready to sell my property during the coronavirus?
Well, Frank and Marvin, we're getting this question a lot, and the answer is pretty darn simple. Our suggestion is this: let us do your prep work.
Let's get everything ready to go now to sell your home when the coronavirus is done. Listing agreement signed, price range set, seller disclosures done.
Yeah, we can also get that for sale sign out front advertising that your home is coming soon. Any contractors, painters, and stagers on the calendar, and all of your marketing materials ready to go as well.
There will be a rush when the coronavirus clears. Spring is usually our busiest and best time to sell.
So if you're a seller still prepping your home and getting ready to sell, keep in mind that there are buyers that are prepping to buy right now, so you don't want to be left behind.
The Radio Realtors can help you navigate this process. Additionally, we can discuss all of your options with a no-obligation and no-sales pitch conversation.
Yeah, now is not that time to put your trust in anyone other than experts with a long history of success and a proven track record through up and down markets.
Right, Rob. This will be our third time through a chaotic market. Our clients have done well in all of them. Most importantly, don't panic.
Yeah, right, Frank. Sellers are facing unique and uncertain times right now. And more than ever, if you're planning on selling your home, you need realtors with a marketing strategy that works well in any market.
The Radio Realtors even have a flexible commission structure to help you sell your home regardless of your circumstances. Why not give us a call today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, let us go over your options to work with us here at the Radio Realtors. And like Frank said, we have a flexible commission structure and we can sell your home for top dollar in any market. So now it's not the time to settle for your average realtors. You need and want the best.
So call us right now for a virtual listing consultation, or we can even put on our masks, gloves, and shoe booties and meet with you with your safe social distancing.
That's right. So give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, and we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. fix your credit today. Go to BlueWaterCredit.com. That's BlueWaterCredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors Radio Show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes the neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we've been talking to you about how to sell your home, and can you still sell your home in the middle of this coronavirus situation. And we are seeing that, you know, spring is usually the best home selling season, but this season is kind of a whole new ball game because of COVID-19. But we have lots of reasons why you should consider selling your home right now. And one of those reasons is you have the Radio Realtors here. And if you'd like us to give you a virtual home sellers consultation, we can do that. Give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And well, since we've been talking to sellers today and about the home selling process, we want to let you potential home buyers know that we haven't forgotten you, and things are definitely different for you too because of COVID-19. And obviously, home sellers have had to cancel open houses. Some lenders are extending the time it takes to close a deal. And even us realtors are skipping the live walkthroughs with our clients to some extent and offering video tours instead. And as we are all living through this time, from going to the office or not going to the office to dining out, we can't do that. There's virtually no aspect of American life untouched by the coronavirus, and that includes buying a home.
Yeah, Rob. For those wanting to continue and needing to continue their house search, the coronavirus has certainly changed the landscape for you house hunters.
Yeah, true. This is totally different than anything we've seen in 20 years of real estate. But there are still certain reasons people need to sell or buy a home, even in today's climate of social distancing.
So, Rob, let's cover how the coronavirus is affecting the home buying process and how our listeners can successfully buy a home during COVID-19. In fact, here's a text from the Radio Realtors hotline from Lisa in Auburn. Here is her question. How is social distancing affecting buying a home?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to not having to talk about COVID-19 for a while. But as almost everybody knows by now, social distancing is creating that space between yourself and others to stop the spread of illness. And that may include you staying at home, keeping 6 feet of space from another person while you're in public, canceling events with more than a few people, closing schools, and working from home.
And Rob, since the home buying process usually involves face-to-face interactions and multiple people visiting a home, social distancing has challenged the process in so many ways.
Right. And in our real estate world, social distancing has included us doing virtual open houses and walkthroughs, relying on virtual meetings or Zoom meetings, and finding new ways to get appraisals and closings done, or at the very least, performing them with more caution.
And along with the required social distancing measures, The concern about the spread of the coronavirus has made it harder for buyers to see homes in person.
Yeah, and some sellers who still live in their home, they may not want strangers in their home.
And home buyers may not want to enter an unfamiliar space either.
Right, so both sides may have concerns about somebody coming in or leaving with the coronavirus. So the next question is from Casey in Fair Oaks, and he is asking, what are the pros and cons of buying a house during the COVID-19 situation?
Well, Casey, COVID-19 is affecting the real estate industry right now and brings both pros and cons to the move.
Yeah, like if someone is looking to buy, there's less competition. So that's a pro there, as a lot of people are putting their home buying on pause. And with property showings restricted, the likelihood of getting into a multiple bid situation is lower.
So there could be an opportunity for buyers to negotiate better terms, including the price and the closing date.
Yeah, buyers may also get better terms on their mortgage because of the federal rate cut.
Yeah, rates are currently at record lows. Lower interest rates means lower payments, and because no one's sure how long the situation is going to last, we believe rates will still stay this way for some time.
And while the uncertainty that surrounds our current situation creates unique advantages for buying a home at this time, it also does create some disadvantages.
For a lot of our buyers, they're concerned is the ability to write an offer from virtual showings alone.
Yeah, some buyers are just not comfortable with putting an offer in on a property sight unseen unless a contract is subject to a second physical showing of the home.
But keep in mind that just because you put an offer in on a home subject to inspection, it doesn't mean that you are stuck with it.
Yeah, that's definitely true, because we recently put a buyer in escrow on a home, and him and his wife, they could only rely on the virtual tour because there was no showings. The virtual tour was really good, but when we finally got to see that home in person, the buyers were, for lack of a better word, disappointed because the home was not in as good of shape as we thought it was from the virtual tour. And some of the spaces, including the backyard, the kitchen, the loft area, they were difficult to judge those spaces from the photos in the virtual tour. And unfortunately, our buyer decided to cancel on this home transaction. But within a week, we found another home, which they saw virtually at first. And then we got to do an in-person tour, and the buyer just had their inspections done, and they're moving forward to close on this great Roseville home by the end of the month.
So now that we know you can still purchase a home during the COVID-19 situation, Monica is in Sacramento and is asking how to do it safely.
Well, first and foremost, buyers should follow all the Center for Disease Control or CDC guidelines, and they should also follow the guidelines and executive orders laid out by our state and our local governments.
You'll also need to rely more on technology than ever before. And if you have to go into a seller's home, take the right precautions that will keep you and the seller safe.
Yeah, it's more likely that you will view the home virtually initially. And if you prefer physical showings, because I do myself and they are allowed, then we are having our buyers wear masks, gloves, and booties over their shoes, and using hand sanitizer before entering the home and not touching anything in the house.
Also, and this hasn't happened with any of our clients, but you want to respect the homeowner's property and make sure that if you are sick, that you immediately cancel the showing or have us as your realtors do a virtual tour. Your health is our number one priority here at the Radio Realtors.
Right, and most sellers are complying with the CDC guidelines, which include no more than 4 or 5 people in the home at a time, a required 6 feet of distance between guests, use of hand sanitizer upon entering the home, and the use of protective equipment such as booties, gloves, and masks.
For our potential home buyers here at the Radio Realtors, we're also limiting our buyers' physical contact with the home by turning on lights and opening doors for you during the showings.
And once the showing is complete, we always recommend to our sellers that they clean all surfaces of the home.
You really want to sanitize the surfaces of the house, especially doorknobs, handles, and kitchen surfaces after every showing for extra measure.
And for buyers, it is good for you to not reuse masks or gloves that we provide for you or you provide, and to wash your clothes that you use for touring a home. And before we go to our next question, we are going to give you our audio open house number two. We're calling this one Marvelous in Mather, and this is a gorgeous three-bedroom, two-bathroom, nearly 1,500-square-foot home that was built in 2002, and it is a one-story home in the highly desirable Mather neighborhood of Independence. When you walk in, you're walking into the large living room with newer carpet, and it has a lot of room in there. The kitchen is large with plenty of cabinets, a pantry, and a gas range, and this neighborhood is surrounded by the protected Mather Open Space Vernal Pool Preserve, and there are trails where you can regularly see rabbits and owls and turkeys. It feels like you're living in the country, but you're only 8 minutes away from all the shopping and all the restaurants and everything in Rancho Cordova. It has his and her closets in the master and his and her sinks. It has new Wi-Fi, a new thermostat, newer exterior paint, and you can even relax in the hot tub in your serene backyard. Best of all, Marvelous and Mather is priced at $370,000. This is a screaming deal. That is Marvelous and Mather. If you would like to see Marvelous and Mather, text the word Marvelous to 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. We can send you the virtual tour, and we can even help you make an offer contingent upon viewing. Text the word Marvelous to 916-269-3337. That's Marvelous to 916-269-3337. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are coming down the home stretch of this show today, and we are discussing, can you buy a home during the COVID-19 situation? And it's been great today because we have been getting tons of texts and emailed questions to us. And the first question that we received from this one was from Lisa in Auburn, and her question was, how is social distancing affecting buying a house? And we were just saying that, you know, it's affecting us to some degree because we have to keep 6 feet apart. If you're looking at homes in person, you got to do it safely with gloves and masks and booties on your shoes. You got to use hand sanitizer and you've got to keep your distance, but it's not completely stopping in-house viewings. But a lot of people are relying on virtual showings, at least initially. And then the second question was from Casey in Fair Oaks, and he asked, what are the pros and cons of buying a house during COVID-19? And there are a lot of pros, there are very few cons, but if you want a list of those, please get a hold of us so we can go through things for you. But in a nutshell, this could be an opportunity for you because interest rates are so low. There's a little bit less competition out there right now because people are kind of putting the pause or sitting on the fence till things settle down with the COVID-19 situation. And we just have been putting people in escrow every single week. And then the third question was from Monica in Sacramento, and she said, how do you do it safely? And I kind of answered that already, but we're just doing virtual showings at first, and then we get into the in-person showings, and we're taking all the precautions we possibly can, following those CDC guidelines to make sure everybody is safe. And so, Frank, what is the next question?
Well, before we go there, Rob, I've gotten a couple of texts, and they say, hey, I missed the first part of the show. Is there any way we could get this replayed? And I know you have the answer.
I do have the answer. You can actually go to iTunes or Spotify and you can download our podcast. So if you'd like to do that, you can just search The Radio Realtors at iTunes or Spotify and you can get it. Or you can just go to our Facebook page, The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, and you can find it there probably at the beginning of the week. Does that answer the question?
Oh, man, that's awesome. So the next question is from Wayne, another North Natomas resident. And he is asking, can you still get a mortgage during the COVID-19 situation?
Yeah, you can still get a mortgage at this time, and it might be really good for you to do it right now because rates are so low. Unfortunately, most of the process for getting a mortgage can be done online.
And with some types of loans, they are relaxing some loan standards in consideration of social distancing requirements.
Yeah, for example, some loans may allow for exterior appraisals and have property inspection waivers, and some are allowing borrowers to verify employment through an email from an employer or a year-to-date pay stub instead of the most recent pay stubs.
We recommend that you speak to one of the Radio Realtors PMLs, which is Preferred Mortgage Lenders. Give us a call and we can set you up today, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And even though some lenders are having delays with their processing, this is not what our clients with the Radio Realtors are experiencing at all. And even in the middle of COVID-19, our clients are still closing on their homes in 30 days or less.
So give us a call once again on our number, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 269-3337.
And Frank, hey, you are not the only person that has access to our text line. I just want to let you know that. But the next texted question to the Radio Realtors hotline and text line is a setup, though, I think. It's from Jeff in El Dorado Hills. And I suspect that one of our preferred mortgage lenders is asking, that'd be Jeff Compton. But he said, can you still get an appraisal during the COVID-19 situation?
Well, Rob, appraisals are a requirement for all loans and usually require an appraiser to enter and walk through that home.
But with those social distancing measures that are in place and concerns for the health and safety of the homeowner and the appraiser, that may not be able to happen.
Right. So as mentioned before, many loans are allowing for exterior or drive-by appraisals.
That's right. And we're seeing a lot of those right now, or there's an appraisal waiver. So the next question is from Matt in Citrus Heights, and he is asking, what about the whole house inspections and pest inspections right now?
Well, inspections are another important part of the home buying process. However, to perform an inspection, an inspector must enter the home and examine major parts of it.
Again, social distancing and fear of safety make this more difficult. However, right now, we're still able to have homes inspected. Usually, though, the inspectors are let into the home with protected gear, and they take every precaution for health and safety.
And you do not want to waive inspections, even during the COVID-19.
Yeah, a home inspection is an in-depth look at the inner workings of your house that you're wanting to buy, and they're focusing on the condition of the property, including the foundation, roof, electrical, plumbing, heating and cooling, and more.
As a potential home buyer, even now, inspections are important because an inspector can spot any red flags that may affect the safety and the value of the home. While inspections can be waived, it could be a risky move not to get one.
Yeah, in fact, one of our preferred inspection companies offers a COVID-19 sanitation service option to provide virus disinfecting of homes by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal virus ultraviolet lighting to clean air, along with the surface treatment using sanitation wipes and handheld UV lights. It's really cool.
Yeah, and although these inspection precautions aren't guaranteed to be 100% effective, they should greatly reduce the possibility of contracting the COVID-19 from a home itself.
Yeah, so the next question is from Kim in Arden Park, and she's asking, can you still close on a house during social distancing? And I think what she's meaning is, can you still close like at a title company?
Normally, the closing process, which includes signing and notarizing documents, must be done in person.
However, you know, more and more title companies are doing curbside signings or meeting clients through windows, exchanging documents by placing them at least 6 feet away from the notary before walking away, and they're all using hand sanitizer.
Yeah, up to just this week, we have had no problems with any closings. Title companies here in Northern California have been very, very accommodating.
Yeah, so the last question is from Frank in Rancho Cordova, and he's asking, how can the Radio Realtors be especially helpful right now in the home buyer process? Wait a minute, Frank, is this from you?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're talking about, Rob, but there are many things that the Radio Realtors can do to social distance ourselves from home buyers while still providing a very high level of customer service.
That's right. And we can conduct virtual meetings, use virtual document signatures, and do virtual tours. And since much of the transaction will be reliant on technology, the Radio Realtors will also take videos of homes for you that don't have them, as well as provide you with virtual tours for as many homes as we can.
Along with sharing our expertise, we'll also provide support. There's a ton of emotion right now from everyone. Having someone who's level-headed and able to look at a situation and work hard to make it work is highly valuable.
Yeah, and the Radio Realtors can be especially beneficial by being the voice of reason in these crazy times that we're in and guide you in the right direction. So give us a call so that we can help you become one of the Radio Realtors certified home buyers. You can give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Why don't you give them the website there, Frank?
Yeah, that's theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And before we end the show, we're going to give you our audio open house number 3. We're calling this one Suite in Sacramento, and this is a gorgeous 4-bedroom, 2-full-bathroom, nearly 1,700-square-foot home on a 0.26 lot. It's priced at $390,000, and this is beautifully upgraded. It has real hardwood floors with a wood-burning fireplace. The dining area is close to the modern kitchen, which has granite counters, stainless steel appliances, and great natural light. The huge master suite has a walk-in closet, an updated master bath, and a sliding glass door that leads out to the backyard. In the other wing of the home, you have a bedroom, an indoor laundry room, and an additional room, which could be a pool room, an office, or a separate living quarters with its own access. The home has a brand new HVAC system. The backyard has a built-in pool, plenty of grass for the family, and huge trees in the front for summertime shade. This home is on one of those large tree-lined streets close to Bohemian Park, and it makes it the perfect neighborhood for families. It's a 10-minute walk to Town and Country Village, a 20-minute drive downtown, and this centrally located house is a great place for you to call home. Priced once again at only $390,000. If you would like to see Suite in Sacramento, just text the word Suite to 916-269-3337. That's the word Suite to 916-269-3337. Well, that's all that we have for you for the show today. Thank you so much for tuning into the Radio Realtors. Make sure if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on our Radio Realtors hotline number. What's that number, Frank?
916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Make it a great weekend, everybody.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.